Two things collided today: inflation and COVID-19. It's the business news headlines for Thursday, the 8th day of July. Thanks, as always, for being with us, everybody. In other business news, a deeper dive into recovery fears. Grocery stores are starting to stockpile food and cleaning supplies. We'll tell you why. Microsoft and an emergency update fix. Business and politics, this time from Toyota. Yet another story about injuries at Amazon warehouses. We've got the Wall Street Report, new unemployment numbers, and the two pizza rule for meetings. Let's go.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Taro International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at NTPDA.com. And by Oasis, a paychecks company devoted to HR solutions for business. Find them at oasisadvantage.com.
Once again, thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Thursday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, and yeah, you can follow us on Twitter, where, by the way, because it is Thursday, Throwback Thursday, we did put up a couple of older photographs along with those interviews, some stuff from several years back, because it is, after all, TBT, right? Well, two things collided today. Worries about how inflation and COVID-19 might just stall out the economic recovery. Already, prices have been impacted due to a number of factors, from supply chain problems to ramping up production to meet demand. For example, the price of beef has gone way up since the start of the year. Blame it on a lack of production and increased demand. Housing costs are going up, fuel is more costly, and wages are headed up as well, because employers are trying to entice workers to re-enter the workforce. In fact, we were on a call just today and learned that in the trucking industry, it's not uncommon for companies to issue $10,000 sign-on bonuses and pay $80,000 to $100,000 to new truck drivers. That, of course, forces up the cost of freight, which then, of course, impacts prices. Meanwhile, concerns are filtering in about the Delta strain and the impact COVID-19 is having on economies. For example, Tokyo just issued a state of emergency due to rising cases there, and we're just 2 weeks away from the Olympics. Things are very fluid, and investors don't much like that. All of that had an impact on the markets, and I'll share those numbers with you in just a bit. Let's do a deeper dive into this COVID-19 situation. In clear signs that the fight against COVID-19 is not over, there have been some massive changes going on globally as the Delta variant takes hold. CNN is reporting that more than 4 million people around the globe have died of COVID-19, that according to Johns Hopkins University. But the Delta variant is about twice as infectious as the 2020 version. It's a kind of COVID-19 on steroids. That's what Andy Slavitt, a former senior advisor to Joe Biden's COVID response team, told CNN. COVID-19 cases have risen at least 10% in 24 states over the past week. Japan, as I said earlier, declared a state of emergency that will last through August 22nd. That's a period that includes all of the Olympic Games. China's National Health Commission earlier this week reported the highest daily tally of infections since January 30th. And a group of more than 4,000 scientists and health professionals signed a letter this week condemning the British government's plan to drop most pandemic control measures on Monday, even as the Delta variant spreads. It is all far from being over, and that is going to continue to impact global economies moving forward. Meanwhile, vaccination rates here in the United States have fallen sharply as people continue to have doubts about the vaccine and, interestingly, the reality of if COVID-19 is just fake news. Well, here's a story that could have been written months ago, but it is now new news. Business Insider is reporting that grocery stores are stockpiling food and other items in anticipation of rising prices and demand. Products like frozen meat, cleaning supplies, and sugar, some say are going to be hot items as demand increases and shipping costs go up. Grocery store chains say they want to get ahead of the problem, so some are tuning in to order 20% more products from their suppliers. All of this puts additional stress on an already fragile U.S. food supply chain, which is currently struggling with labor shortages and high shipping costs. There we are again, labor and shipping. It's a double whammy on just about everything, and that, of course, is driving costs. Well, in case you've run out of stuff to worry about, Microsoft has released an out-of-band security update for most supported versions of Windows. Why? Well, because of a critical vulnerability known as Print Nightmare. The exploit was made public by a security research firm, Sangfor, which accidentally published a proof of concept for the exploit. Inc. is reporting that it isn't uncommon for researchers and white hat hackers to search for exploits like these, but the findings aren't generally made public before a company has a chance to fix them. Well, in this case, the vulnerability was first mentioned back in May when Sangfor tweeted out that it would be presenting on its findings at the Black Hat CISO Summit. The proof of concept was mistakenly then published and then, while it was quickly removed, but not before it was republished elsewhere, including Microsoft's own GitHub. Well, that effectively made the malicious code available to any would-be hackers. According to Microsoft's Security Response Center, the exploit has been detected in the wild, meaning someone is trying to take advantage of it. Print Nightmare affects the Windows print spooler, usually used to allow multiple computers to share a printer. In this case, however, the vulnerability could allow hackers to gain administrative control of a device, access data, and even install programs. To install the update and protect your PC on Windows 10, click on the Start menu, open Settings, go to Update and Security, Windows Update, and that update should be listed as ready to download. Select Download Now and follow the prompts to install the update. Toyota has done an about-face when it comes to campaign donations. The Associated Press is reporting that Toyota has reversed itself and now says its Political Action Committee will no longer contribute to the Republican legislators who voted against certifying Joe Biden's presidential election victory. The move by the Japanese automaker comes after a social media backlash over the contributions, including threats to stop buying the company's vehicles. Last week, the website Axios reported that Toyota led companies in donations to the 147 members of Congress who voted in January against certifying election results on the false grounds that the election was stolen from then-President Donald Trump. Toyota at first defended the donation, saying it did not believe it's appropriate to judge legislators based only on their electoral certification vote. Well, that all changed as social media posts derided the company. But Toyota said, hey, we understand, we're not going to do this anymore, but we'll not try to get the money back. Speaking of back in June, we reported on the injuries sustained by warehouse workers employed by Amazon. The fulfillment center see 5.9 serious injuries for every 100 full-time Amazon warehouse employee, nearly double the rate of serious injuries recorded at non-Amazon warehouses. By comparison, Walmart, the largest private U.S. employer and one of Amazon's competitors, reported 2.5 serious cases per 100 workers at its facilities last year. Well, now a new report is out. The Pittsburgh Globe is reporting that from 2017 through 2020, Amazon warehouses in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware reported higher rates of injuries that caused employees to miss work or do light-duty tasks. All of that according to an analysis of Occupational Safety and Health Administration data compiled by the Washington Post. In some counties like Bucks, Philadelphia, and Newcastle, Delaware, Amazon serious injury rates were more than double those at warehouses run by other companies. Wall Street lost ground today with the NASDAQ and S&P 500 pulling back from record closings that were happening just yesterday. The sell-off across the board comes as investors grow increasingly concerned that inflation and the growing number of COVID-19 cases could stall out the economic recovery. Both issues could have a negative impact on everybody's recovery. At the bell, the Dow came off session lows to close down 259 points to 34,421. The NASDAQ fell by 105 points to 14,559, and the S&P 500 lost 37 points, ending the trade at 4,320. All 11 sectors of the S&P 500 ended the day in the red, with financials suffering the largest losses. Meanwhile, the number of U.S. workers filing first-time applications for unemployment ticked up to 373,000 last week. That, of course, is a clear sign the labor market recovery is choppy at best. And finally, there is this. Have you ever been called into a meeting and you find a room jammed with 10 to 15 people and the meeting starts and it's simply chaos? Well, that's the reason for the two-pizza rule that founder Jeff Bezos instituted years ago, and Amazon is bringing it back. Here's how it works. In the early days of the company, teams and meetings had to be small enough so that everyone in attendance could be fed with two pizzas. The goal of the two-pizza rule is to ensure groups can achieve common goals without wasting time. So, two medium pizzas later, you get a decision. Cut down on the number of people and move on, right? Speaking of moving on, it's time for us to do just that. That's a wrap, and thanks for listening to this, the Thursday edition of the Business News Headlines. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is in charge of production, sales and marketing. Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.